Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans, a ministry dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, inspiring, educating, and equipping believers to care for vulnerable children, and supporting those who have heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Here's your host, Sandra Flack.
For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Hello, friends. Welcome back for week two of our four-week podcast series on Advent. Before we begin, I need to share with you about our 2020 Vision Campaign. If you follow JFO, you already know we launched Care Portal in two Capital Region counties here in New York. In just a year, over 500 Albany and Schenectady County children in crisis have been served by local churches using our Care Portal platform. JFO has a goal to launch Care Portal in at least one new Capital Region county in 2020. We're praying about which county is next, maybe Greene or Columbia, but we need the funding to do it. And you can help us help more local children and families in crisis with a $20 monthly gift, just $20. If 83 people committed to a $20 per month gift, we would have enough to launch both Greene and Columbia counties. $20 a month is the equivalent of $240, so maybe you're in a position to give it all at once, a one-time gift of $240. But small monthly gifts have a huge impact. So please pray and consider partnering with Justice for Orphans. You can give safely and securely online at justicefororphansny.org. If you would like to mail a check, you can find our address on the website as well. Thank you for considering. Okay, last week I shared a message about hope. So if you missed that episode, I invite you to go back and listen when you get a chance. The first week, we introduced the series, but I have a confession to make. I didn't really know that much about Advent. I didn't grow up in church, and the churches I have been to over the past 30 plus years, some light Advent candles and read scripture, but I never really understood what it was all about. I had the gist of it. It was about Christ and all, but now I've been doing a Bible study titled Advent, A Weary World Rejoices, which I got off of Lifeway Books, and it's been just the thing I needed to really embrace Christ during the rushed holiday season. I figured if I needed all that help, maybe you did too. So for a little review about Advent, which I went over last week, but again, Advent means the arrival. As the Old Testament closed, God's people were waiting for the arrival of the Messiah. Advent is a time to remember what the Messiah brought us: hope, peace, joy, and love. Today, we will focus on peace brought to us by our Prince of Peace, Jesus. Well, this time of year, I could use some peace and quiet from all the holiday hustle and bustle, but that's not really the kind of peace we're talking about today. Jesus came to bring us a way to have peace with God. See, we all sin and fall short. We miss the mark of living how God would have us to. Our sin separates us from God, and that separation is a peaceless place. You know that saying, no God, N-O, no God, no peace? No God, K-N-O-W, no peace? That is so true. God made a way for us to be made right in his sight. Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus was born in a stable to restore us to God. He died on the cross to save us from our sin, to give us a way back to the Father. The Messiah, the Prince of Peace, made the way for us to have peace with God. So if you've accepted Christ, you already have peace with God. You've made your peace with God. But if you're not feeling peace, what you need is the peace of God. The peace of God is that contentment we experience when our faith is in God in an otherwise peaceless situation. We want that peace on earth, goodwill toward men stuff that we read about in Luke 2. The good news is we can have it. No matter the trials we may be walking through, we can have peace because we belong to God. We are His children. We are God's kids, adopted into His family. So in last week's episode, I shared about a time I was in Ukraine 13 years ago for the adoption of my children. I was in Ukraine for the entire month of December through the Advent and through the Christmas season. I was sort of stuck there because a rinky-dink government official did not want to sign our adoption documents, which brought the process to a screeching halt. I was stuck in Ukraine, and our adoption was stuck sort of on hold because of this signature. The Ukrainian government was about to shut down for the holidays, and we were in a desperate situation. This mayor guy requested to meet with us. Now, this meeting was not standard adoption procedure, but we agreed to it because we felt like, well, you know, maybe if he met us and saw us and, you know, maybe he would be moved to just sign the documents and let us on our way. So we met with him on a Friday, and the meeting seemed to go well. But at the end of the meeting, instead of signing our documents, he said, come back on Tuesday, further delaying our process. I felt so defeated. When we got back into the car, I sat there for a moment, but faith began to well up inside of me. Romans 8:31 came to my mind. The verse is, if God is for us, who can be against us? Well, if God is for me, not even this rinky-dink government official in a former communist country could be against me. The Lord is for me. He is for adoption. He is for my kids. He who began a good work in you will complete it, is written in Philippians 1:6. And as we talked about last week, with God, nothing is impossible. So in this desperate, hopeless, seemingly hopeless situation, peace settled into my heart. We eventually did get the mayor's signature the following week, but things didn't get easier. In fact, on December 14th, less than 2 weeks before Christmas, I had to do one of the hardest things I'd ever had to do in my life, up to that point anyway. I hugged my three biological kids goodbye. We had traveled to Ukraine as a family initially for this adoption trip, but after 2 weeks, the kids were getting restless. They were getting bored in the apartment. They had had enough, and the holidays were coming, and they just wanted to be home. So Wayne Jr., who was 17 years old at the time, Curtis was 14, and Sierra was only 10, they wanted to go home. So that morning on December 14th, Wayne and I gathered in a circle with them, we prayed over them, and we put them on an airplane home alone. I was a mess. I was physically sick all morning long while we were packing up their belongings, and all I could do was cry. And, you know, the thought of my babies flying home on an airplane all alone over the Atlantic Ocean and into JFK Airport, I was a wreck. Now, I knew they weren't really alone, that there was other people on the airplane. There was a pilot and flight attendants and other passengers, but I was not one of them. To me, they were flying home alone. It was so hard and so crazy, because I also knew when I said goodbye to them, I would not see them for Christmas. And I was just sick over it. Then I had to do, shortly after that, the next kind of hardest thing I've ever had to do. The day after Christmas, I also said goodbye to my husband. He needed to return home, and we had reached a point in the adoption process where he could return home. He signed the documents he needed to sign, and he really needed to get home. Our biological kids at home needed him. He needed to return to work. We were putting an addition on our home, which we'd started that project before we traveled, but then we put it on hold while we were out of the country. But at the time, we didn't realize we would be adopting three children. So when we made that decision in Ukraine, we realized we're going to need the space. We need to really get that building project moving. So that was actually going on while we were in Ukraine. So my husband really, really needed to get home. And I remained in Ukraine to finish out the process. And it was so hard. But still, I had peace. I knew I was right where God wanted me to be, doing what he wanted me to do, even if it was hard, even if it seemed impossible. You see, our reward for obeying God isn't a perfect, cushy life on Easy Street. Our reward is intimacy with Christ, the Prince of Peace. And that intimacy is gained when we press into God through hard times. It's like if we didn't have hard times, we wouldn't even realize we needed God sometimes. We all experience suffering. It's a normal part of life on earth, but Jesus is our source of peace. Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." Peace that passes our understanding means we can have peace when all around us is chaos. We have peace when it doesn't make sense for us to have peace. That's because this peace is supernatural peace. It comes from the Prince of Peace. We must pray and focus on gratitude, as it says in Philippians. One of my longtime practices is a thankfulness journal. Every day, I record things I'm thankful for. Now, I admit some days it's like, I am thankful for this hot cup of coffee or a visit with my grandchildren, an answer to prayer. It could be big things, but it could also be those little things, you know, like on the morning when the snow has fallen in the night and as the sun rises and it sparkles onto the snow like diamonds and all that kind of fancy stuff. I'm thankful for those moments, but I'm also thankful that I can have electricity. So whatever it is, every single morning I begin my time with the Lord by writing down some things I'm thankful for. And I have probably a dozen journals filled with thankfulness. And they are reminders of all God has done and has provided for me and for my family. And with that gratitude, I can acknowledge what God has done and a peace settles in. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful." We must choose peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. No matter what's going on around us, we can have peace because we have Christ in us. The Prince of Peace lives in our hearts. I encourage you today, choose peace. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord of peace be with all of you." I pray you are encouraged by this message today. And thank you for taking the time out of your busy holiday schedule to listen. I hope you will join me for next week's Advent episode when we'll talk about joy. If you're enjoying some of my adoption stories, you'll be able to read the whole story in my new book, Orphans No More, A Journey Back to the Father. It will be available mid-2020, so stay tuned for details on that. And if you would please also remember our 2020 vision campaign. We can't bring things like this podcast to you or Care Portal without your help. So would you help us launch Care Portal in the next two Capital Region counties with a $20 monthly gift or a $240 one-time gift? You can give safely and securely online right on our website, justicefororphansny.org. Just click on the donate button and then click on the button for the 2020 Vision Campaign. And I thank you for prayerfully considering that gift. You can also find and follow more episodes of this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, and right on our website. Again, that's justicefororphansny.org. Just search for the show by name if you're using iTunes and Google Play. The name of the show is Orphans No More. And be sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. So be blessed throughout this holiday season and find us here next week where we will talk about joy.
Thank you for listening to Orphans No More, for sharing what you've heard and praying for vulnerable children everywhere. We hope you are inspired to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. For more information, visit justicefororphansny.org.